every freaking time. We're just that good. Hi, guys. It's Film Dumb Fridays time. We're here.
Yay!
We have a pre-meeting where we go over exactly what we're going to talk about. The whole thing, the whole event is scripted. Honest. I would never lie about that. And we got so busy gossiping that we forgot that the show was over here. Whoops.
I mean, the love was always there.
We were having a great time anyway.
Yeah, I was having fun.
Right?
Unfortunately, now we don't have anything left to talk about.
Show's over. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Oops. Shot your load. We're all done.
Well, I'm tired now. Becky, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, all over the place. I've got a present from Miss Krista that I'm going to pop in the chat. Oh. She wanted to be here tonight, but Mercury is wreaking her fucking havoc still. So, that bitch.
Fuck Mercury.
I know. It's been a nightmare.
Fucking Mercury.
It's been a nightmare. But she didn't forget about us. She made us the drink of the week, which is look at what I found.
Booze. That's how you know this is an adult show.
Just what I always wanted.
Bacardi, berry juice, pineapple juice, coconut water, lime juice, honey, or simple syrup, ice, fresh mixed berries, pineapple chunks, and gummy bears. Fuck yes.
Oh, I love it.
It's a fucking adult fruit smoothie with gummy bears. Gummy bears.
I
love some gummy bears. So, y'all, I shared earlier today. Did y'all notice it? I shared that doc. It's a needlessly gendered scavenger hunt. And I challenged everybody to go forth and find needlessly gendered items that would fit into the categories in order to win points. The points, you get, you're like, I'm the boss. So if, or I guess we can vote about which one's the best. Whoever has best needlessly gendered item gets a point, and whoever has the most points at the end wins. And what you win is my admiration and respect. Until you do something stupid again. and then it all goes away. So, because Mistress always wins, the ladies have had access to the scavenger hunt list numerous days longer than all the rest of you. Because we cheat. That's why.
That's right. Righteously so, though. The house always wins.
If you want fair, go find vanilla.
That's right. That's right. You could go find a partner instead of a mistress.
Way less fun.
We had a site for a while. It was Mistress Always Wins. And I was like, that's the best site. We don't need anything else. That's the one. That's the only one. Mistress Wins. Done. Problem solved. So far tonight, we've got Gigi is in the house. Prisoner to Kay Marie, who Miss Kay Marie is not going to be making it, probably because she was having tech issues. Mercury. Addie. Nacho Taylor, who still does not have permission to touch. Kitty. And Carmine San Diego. Not pronounced San Diego, like the character, but San Diego, the city. Hi, guys. It's the last Friday of the month. Ladies, introduce yourselves to these delicious wankers, please.
Hello, wankers. My name is Miss Becky. You can find me at intelligentphonesexcalls.com. You can find my podcast, the Kinkology, the Psychology of Kink, on Cock Radio. I was about 4 hours late putting my podcast up today, but it is finally up, my NFEM July recap. And to you, Mistress Hadley.
Ooh. Well, hello, and hello, deliciousness in the audience. Mistress Hadley, I have a blog coming soon to iwilldominateyou.com, and I've got some fun stuff in the assignment shop, including help being pretty, never too early to start getting ready for the next event, should it occur. I'm going to let Harper take a nap first. And it's very good to be here. I've been amassing my pictures of needlessly gendered items. So I'm looking forward to taking full advantage of my advantage. Thank you. Michelle. Goddess Michelle.
Why, thank you. I am your melodious goddess of indulgence. Goddess Michelle, you can find me on themasturbatrix.com, or you can, I'm usually on social media, getting into stuff, keeping up with the latest drama and gossip with the celebrities over on X as at the divine me, or on Blue Sky at themasturbatrix.bsky.social. Miss Viola, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I am Viola, and you can actually find me on X at Viola Enchantrix. And then, of course, I am on Discord as LDW Viola. And I'm just waiting to find out what blog site I will be on, but looking forward to being able to write all sorts of nutty things, especially about heels. I have a real shoe fetish.
Ooh, shoe.
Ooh. Girl, Miss Michelle, every time I hear your name, that song goes right through my head. Michelle, ma belle, les mots qui vont très bien ensemble. I love that song. Love that song.
And it's Prisoner melodious.
He said the Beatles were the best. Yes. Demi owns me, has joined us in the chat, and Mr. Boinkers.
Cute little avatar, Mr. Boinkers.
Right? Then I looked at it and lost my shit. A cute little...
With a little bitty birdie. He's adorable.
So I'm Harper. You can find my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com. I also run Horror School, Sex Education for Perverts, in which I attempt to undo decades of abstinence-only sex education and teach everyone around me how to fuck better. Because frankly, abstinence is not the way to go. Y'all need to be sluts. So, B.O. Whore School is a live show, so you can hop in the chat room and distract me and ask questions and get educated in real time. And it airs Sundays from 11 to midnight on the East Coast, 8 to 9 on the West Coast. I was also the MC for the Sissy Pageant this year. That was an awful lot of fun. Teasing the absolute living shit out of the entire audience, and especially Miss Becky.
She did. Did you see? Were you guys there? Did you guys witness her edging me? Like I was a client.
Oh, honey, she edged us all. That's how incredible Harper is.
It really was very well done.
It was amazing.
I was damn near sitting in a puddle by the time we were to the end. Like, come on, give it to me. I need it.
How many times have you heard that, Harper?
please, please tell me who won. Oh. No, not yet. You can take a little more. Just a little more? Come on, you can take some more of this. It won't hurt. You'll like it. Blue balls? Nah, that's a myth. Those aren't real.
Prove me wrong.
Patriarchal lies.
It's a lie of toxic masculinity that blue balls are bad for you. They're actually good for you. That's the pain that you feel as you your body reabsorbs the nutrition back into its sound like I know what I'm talking about, don't I?
Yeah.
I believed it enough that I'm going to be practicing that very line with my clients.
Tell them blue balls are actually good for them.
Yes, and that it helps reabsorb the nutrients back into their body.
Your body actually will like reabsorb it, and that's part of why it hurts, is because your body's going, oh no, I have too much sperm. And it's desperately trying to like recycle that. But it's a net zero sum. It's not actually good for you or bad for you. It just is a thing.
I'm going to tell him it's good for him.
You're being bad. I like good for it. All right. So we were going to talk about, because we're finishing up our gender exploration July with unnecessarily gendered items, because they are a thing, and it happens a lot in the world of advertising, where apparently if you can slant your advertising so that you can attract the attention of very specific demographics, you can try to capture all of their money and they buy things, which is why the one that I remember the most, as they put this out and people were like, wait, what the shit are you on? Do you guys remember the Bic pins that they marketed as being pins for ladies?
Yes.
You remember that? I don't even remember how long ago that was. Like, time is meaningless.
But wait, are you talking about Bic pens that they market for ladies?
Yes.
Bitch, that's one of my answers. Is the Bic pens for ladies?
Yep.
Yes, because it was so fucking dumb. The backlash was extreme too, because people were like, "Hang on, it's a pen. Why does it cost more to produce the same pen in pink? And it's just a standard. It's a fucking Bic. Was it just a Bic pen? Plain old." Clear barrel, ink thing in the middle, pen. But they made it pink.
For delicate lady hands.
They didn't even make it smaller for lady hands, though. Like, it's the same barrel. They didn't even make it dainty for my dainty little hand.
It didn't have, like, a scent to it. You know, they didn't make it floral scented. They didn't add anything to it. It was just the same pen in the And they charged more, which was just insulting. Just fucking insulting. So, I sent out the list. So, ladies, show me your examples of a needlessly gendered chair.
Oh, I got a good one for this.
Oh, yeah.
You hold on. I do. Oh, I got a good one. I was proud of this. I actually have two because... one of them I genuinely fell. One of them I was like impressed by.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. Look at this thing of beauty.
Oh, oh my God. That looks so
In case you forget which one you are and you need the chair to like label yourself.
That's not what the woman symbol looks like. It's the plus is it's supposed to be Venus's mirror. Oh my God.
Inaccurate taboo.
It's inaccurate. Oh, no.
And then this is the one I liked. A needlessly gendered chair. Look at this. It's a feminist designs a chair that prevents man spreading. She won a design award.
Wow.
That's funny.
Isn't that's that hysterical?
Wow.
I have
God.
Oh. Oh my God.
Holy crap. Romantic pink lace skirt car seat covers for women.
For women.
I'm going to send that to every single sissy and be like, you need these.
Isn't that look amazing? At
that. That is the look level of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right.
So I know. That's fucking amazing. Michelle's is also really funny. She sent the link, but I'm going to send a screenshot. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
It's the ultimate man cave chair, y'all.
That really is in a bad way. Wow. It's an ejection seat from a jet fighter.
Yes.
Made into an office chair.
Look at that big yellow pedal right where the dick goes, though. Like, design flaw.
You pull that for something. To eject. Like, does it do that? Like, if you pull that, does it whoop, and then you fly? Like, it's a dude. Wow. Okay, I found a needlessly gendered chair that I typed in women's office chair.
Listen, I almost got a chair that looked like that. I really like the jewels.
It's cute. So pretty. But I don't think it would be an extra comfy office chair.
It doesn't look very comfortable.
Right? The seat pad's a little thin for my taste. I'm like that.
But didn't you guys love know the jewels? Beauty is pain?
I kind of don't hate it.
We all like yours. Dang it. I'm going to put it on my wish list.
There's a callback to like a salon style chair vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the chat rooms.
Beauty like, school dropout.
Go back to high school.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I think the most outrageous one are those car seat covers, because that looks, wow.
Amazing. I know.
Those are so cool. Yeah, those get my vote.
For sure. Yeah.
God. Let's see. If we.
I want to make a sissy buy them and drive them all around town with them.
Some big manly truck driver with
that. Yes.
Up in your F-250.
Right? The big bubbles. Testicles in the back and those seats in the front.
It's got something pink on it, looks like on the
steering wheel.
Emergency brake in the middle.
Oh my goodness. I just saw that. Yes.
That's so great.
They look
like in the gear. And look at the gear shift. Has like a little top hat on it.
So picture, if you will, a car seat covered in bubblegum pink with pink lace flouncing around the seat cushion in multiple layers and
yes.
flouncing as well along the back of the seat and across the seat. And at the headrest, it has an extra padded pink lacy pillow.
Don't forget the steering wheel, which is also flounced.
Steering wheel cover also has the same pink with lace flouncing. Oh my God, it's on the mirror too.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is.
Wow. Holy
Kitty says, wow. If we're going to make a sissy cover their car in seats like that, the e-brake needs to be a dildo. And I couldn't agree more.
Prisoner said it's a 19-piece set. I believe it. Oh, God, it says it. It is a 19-piece set.
Oh, it is. Oh my god.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, well, it's got little pillows. Look at the little pillows.
It's got no little pillows.
Oh, it's important to be comfortable.
19 pieces. Oh my god.
All right. Who has found a needlessly gendered office lamp?
I struggled with that.
Right? An awful lot of them, you're just like, oh, that's just decor.
That's exactly my... I was like, but it's the colors. The colors go with the room, or they don't go with the room.
The closest that I was able to come... Oh, now see, that's... Miss Michelle, I would actually have that. That's cute, though.
See, that's why I picked it, because they said it was for a girl's room, and it kept saying most girly. And I was just like, really? Anybody who's into fungus would fucking love this one. So why are we marketing this for girls?
I dig the ostrich lamp that I found too, but it says in there too for girls' bedroom. So
yeah, it's like, come on.
Like, I mean, I would that.
I would use both of those. I love it.
On the other hand, how the fuck do you dust an ostrich feather coated lamp?
Listen, I have ostrich feathers in my bedroom, a little vase full of, and you just shake them.
What to say?
You just shake them all over there. Shake, 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 shake.
There's a product, like a duster.
There's a product that you spray on things, that's made specifically to deal with exactly that. And I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's a thing that exists.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, now I need to know what it is so that I can decorate with feathers.
Right?
Fair point.
Your lamp, Hadley, looks like a biblically accurate angel, now that I look at it again.
Oh, it
does.
I'm expecting it to be like, do not be afraid. I'm here.
Oh, look at the heart lamp.
It needs googly eyes.
Dig it.
Everything needs googly eyes.
You know,
literally everything is made better.
A pink heart-shaped lamp. Is it LED? Like a LED strip light? Like, that's like kind of cool.
I like it.
And then the one I shared said it was a kawaii girl desk lamp.
Kawaii.
With a phone holder built into the thing. It's very pink. And almost all of these are pink. Miss Michelle's wasn't. Yours does have glowing mushrooms inside a glass cloche, which that's fucking classy.
Right. I think it's so cool. I'm like, it shouldn't just be for girls. It should be for everyone.
Everyone should get glowing mushrooms. Ooh, that would go in a dark academia themed library.
100% yes. Oh. We're getting into our Halloween feels for a second.
We are closer to Halloween. Like we're past the middle of the year, so it's basically Halloween time.
Oh, I'm so ready. Spooky month, come on. Give it to us. Buy heat.
Spooky, spooky. I think the most outrageously gendered one so far is the pink ostrich feather lamp. Hadley, stop winning.
Sorry. I had a brief to meet.
Nacho's like, Halloween blog train. Thank you for reminding me about that, because you know me. Time is meaningless. I would forget about it and forget that we're supposed to be planning this shit. Next month. We'll plan it next month. It'll be fine. The ladies, yes? The ostrich feather lamp?
Yes.
Ostrich feather lamp. Fucking Hadley.
Fucking Hadley.
How about an Okay, I'm going to skip ahead on the list. A chef's knife set. An outrageously gendered chef's knife set. Because I know they're out there. And because I found some and they were real, real bad.
Mine are awesome. You know why? Because they're Paris Hilton.
Oh, that is. Let's see it. Oh my God.
That is pretty gendered. But can yes, they barbs. Be of that?
Ooh.
The things that slide over the blades have flower cutouts on them, and the blades are floral print.
Mercy.
Yeah, that's the same knife that I found too, so.
Right? I kind of want it. Because look at it. I mean, look at it.
If it matched my kitchen, I'd get it. That's the type of girl that I am.
I don't need more knives.
That's amazing. I love that, though. Look at it. Is it the Pioneer Woman? It's Pioneer Woman set, isn't it?
Yes, that is Pioneer Woman. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of the kitchen stuff, I was like, this is needlessly gendered. Yeah, it was all Pioneer Woman. Almost all of her stuff is like floral print.
Oh, mine's like Becky's. I've got, what did I find? I just don't have the knife block.
Miss Michelle has a super manly knife
set. Oh, I like Michelle.
Very manly.
I would buy and use Michelle's knife set, unironically.
It's very cool, but it's only for men, though. But it's so man.
I mean, I've got super man.
Hadley, that matches the picture, your picture with your wooden paddle. Like it's like the same wood grain and everything.
My aesthetic, yeah.
Yes. Miss Viola shared with us a Cuisinart pink set. Just Cuisinart. I like the hot pink.
Mm-hmm. That's actually
the
really
big
cute.
Knife, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Look at us shopping at needlessly gendered scavenger hunt.
Hey, like, they're going to bother to make it pink. Girl. Maybe we should get one.
Yes.
I don't think I could handle everything in pink. Over in the general chat earlier today, Blair was saying that she wants a pink kitchen. As Miss Erica shared some pictures of it. I'm like, okay, that's too much pink.
Yeah, no, not now. Mm. Not in my decor.
That's too much. It's too
but
much
how
pink.
Else are they going to know how pussy you are if your kitchen isn't like super pink, guys?
Oh, God. So Hadley shared a clear plastic knife block with baby pink knives in a variety of sizes. I think that's a full steak knife.
Oh. I like to have things in a variety of sizes.
It's so feminine.
With a vegetable peeler and kitchen shears. They all match.
Oh, yes.
Gold fitting.
Full service.
She said full service. Love, love. Hey, somebody in here saying that Hadley, once again, we didn't agree to that.
We didn't vote yet.
We didn't vote at all
kinda...
for that.
I'm kind of down with Miss Michelle's manly knife set.
I like it.
I do too.
It's hot.
Mostly just to make sure that Hadley doesn't win 3 times in a row. Just kidding, Michelle.
No, that's all right. If I have to take an L, I will take one to Miss Hadley.
I watch a lot of YouTube, and I've seen the commercials for the knife set that Michelle put up. And it's like, I almost made the biggest mistake of my life. Sent this knife back, but I decided to give it a try. Fellas, you gotta have it. It's the butchest thing you will ever see. It's hilarious.
God.
It's like pulling like salmon out of the river and filleting it on a rock. It's great. So,
oh my God.
For yes. that alone, Michelle can take that one because it's hilarious.
That's the knife set that a man named Bear Grylls would absolutely have. And
yes!
Like, just his name screams super hyper manly man, Bear Grylls. And he's got to have those knives. Like, there's a theme song for the knife set.
manly men doing manly things.
Men-menning. Men-menly.
I keep seeing Robin Hood men in tights.
That movie's so fucking hilarious. Oh my god. The hey nani nannies get me every time.
How about a needlessly gendered dining table? I only ask because I actually found one. When you type in dining table and you put in like women, right? You don't really get, I mean, okay, so that's kind of, that. See, the table itself is white with gold legs and it's not really girly. The stuff around it's super girly.
Ooh, that table's so pretty, Hatley.
So okay. Mine is solid wood with industrial metal chairs that match, an industrial hanging lamp, and stenciled on the wall, a cow with the marks on it for the butchers to be like, which cut?
It's hyper masculine for sure.
So man.
So,
that's
so
man. That's all I could think saying that.
Mm-hmm. If My you dad type would in approve. Masculine dining table. Ooh. Oh, Nessie, oh, that's I want pretty. That.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty. Although I have to say, listen to this. I have a male friend who has a pink marble coffee table. Antique, actually.
Dude.
I love that.
That's really cool. I'm in Texas. The state stone of Texas is pink granite. And I am sad that we don't have more pink granite topped tables. Just everywhere. Like, it should be everywhere. Every place should have a pink granite.
In light.
Marble. That looks really cool. Is that rose quartz?
Yes, and it is expensive as hell. Oh my goodness.
About to say.
It's like $6,000 for that table.
Yes. Because it doesn't, like, that size? That's enormous. Okay. Yeah, that's nice. That's very womanly.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'd turn that into an altar like that. Oh, yeah. Miss Becky shared a solid mahogany men's club tables.
Which, why are they men's? Why? Women don't like mahogany?
Well, you can't spell mahogany without man.
Yeah. Got hoga in the middle, so. God.
Can't spell slaughter without laughter.
Okay, which one? What's the winner, ladies? Which one?
Maybe the dead cow on the wall.
Right.
Yeah, I think Harper, you knocked it. Yeah, I think you knocked it out.
Super, super manly tape player.
It's weirdly gendered. Why? Just screams male, masculine, in a uncomfortable sort of a way. Okay.
Right? Like, doesn't even like inspire you to like want to sit in there and eat, you know? It's just like, let me hurry up and shovel this in my face so I can get out of these uncomfortable ass chairs.
I know those chairs look fucking horrible. Ugh.
It looks like the kind of thing you'd find at like some kind of a brew pub, and they'd be like, and now we're going to serve you with our special fries cooked in truffle oil. And I don't know if you've ever had fries cooked in truffle oil, but they taste like butt. There's a time and a place to use truffle oil, but that's not it. I have strong opinions about this. Just use a good, neutral flavor oil. Anyway.
Prisoner wants to know how you know what butts taste like.
I have an active imagination. Yeah, Katie says truffle oil is a finishing oil to be cooked with. Right?
and there. I like the and there.
Okay, so I included both hammer and tool set on the list. So, ladies, did you find needlessly gendered construction equipment?
Oh, I did.
Oh my god, I did. Oh, this pissed me off so much too. With the tool set. Oh, this made me so angry. Let me see if I can get this to load up, because ooh, this made me so mad.
Right? Becky's like, high spec tool set, 25 piece pink. For women, small mini toolbox.
Okay, you found that. Okay, Becky, that was the same one that I was looking at. Oh no, never mind.
A hammer multi-tool?
What?
Pink girl. Hadley. Hot oh damn. Hadley fucking went all out.
What? It's a pink forklift.
Hadley wins.
Yes, I stopped looking at mine. Yes, Hadley, that's yours. You take that. Oh
that's fucking crazy. It's hot pink too, y'all. Like, it's not even like a light pale pink. It's like a hot pink fucking forklift.
Girl.
Oh, Hadley.
Oh my god. Pink backhoe.
What did you call me?
I called you a pink backhoe. Why is it pink?
I mean,
how else would we know it for women?
I bought an Easy Up off of Amazon. It's a 10x20, you know, Easy Up. And the pink one was like $75 cheaper than any other tent. And I'm a practical dom, so I got that one. But it made it so easy, because whenever I went camping, I'd be like, where are you? Like, just look for the big pink Easy Up. No matter how drunk I got, I could find my way home. It was delightful.
I found a 16-ounce claw hammer in pink, and the marketing that went with it was great. Pink power claw hammer. Use on your various projects.
Love it.
What?
Very
they marketed nice. It as being a lightweight hammer. I don't know if you guys are aware, but for a hammer, if it's super lightweight, it's less effective.
But how are we going to be able to lift it up with our skinny little arms?
Oh, I like that. I like that hammer. Just use one of these.
Oh, shit, you not. I have one of those hammers. Michelle, I have one of those hammers. Mine's pink. Pink flowers all over it.
I have one too. I have one of those, and then you can unscrew the handle and a screwdriver
comes
out.
Screwdrivers. Yes.
Ooh, I like
screwdrivers
that.
Are not floral printed though. I was very tired.
Hadley, now you're just showing off.
They were together.
Section of the, like, was that a genre of needlessly gendered things?
I don't know.
Just wow.
I want to meet the bitch who does this. I want to meet the bitch that owns all of those, that has just like fucking ad nauseum pink all over her yard and all this construction equipment.
Hell yes.
It's so
oh, if I were in a construction company,
I would love to meet that person.
I would absolutely do that. And I'd pay just slightly over average. For like the industry average, like just above industry average. People want my paycheck, you're going to come and ride around my big paint machines.
Oliver made a tractor in purple.
Oh, I love
did they
it.
Really? That's funny.
Yes, they really did. They made a purple Oliver tractor.
I mean, I think these are real.
They look to be.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that last one definitely, as you can see, the the dirt on the treads and everything, like where it's worn off from him being in contact with the rubble. It's functioning equipment right there.
How about a needlessly gendered air fryer?
I could not find one.
Really? I couldn't find a needlessly gendered air fryer?
I couldn't. I looked even.
Because the Pioneer Woman.
Of course.
Honestly. Oh my God. Oh my God. I kind of like it. Again. I like that brand. I would shop from that brand.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, right?
I like the aesthetic. I do.
It's actually a cool print.
I do.
Look, I've got the Drew Barrymore air fryer. It's pretty cream white with gold accents on it. It's really pretty and classy looking. Like, my air fryer is fucking classic. But, yeah, it's a Drew Barrymore.
The Hello Kitty one. Oh, my God. Oh. That's a really good one.
That's adorable.
I love it. They've got a toaster that puts Hello Kitty's face on the toast.
Dude.
Oh, I kind of want it.
It's pretty awesome. Eat that.
I like it when Hello Kitty went punk rock. she started wearing pleather and spikes. I was like, yeah, Hello Kitty.
Heck yeah.
She had the little piercing in her little ear, her little kitty cat ear.
In the chat, Addie said, from what I've seen online, pink tools are a good way to avoid having insecure men picking your stuff.
Sounds like it.
Oh, that's so true.
See, you did have a needlessly gendered chair.
That should have been in the needlessly gendered chair. That's a good one. The Sanrio.
It is a really good one.
And what better way to start your day than nomming on Hello Kitty's face? That's the perfect way to start your money. Coffee and eating the little Hello Kitty face. Har.
Without context, that sounds psychotic.
Well, I admit I am a bit twisted. Yes, from Anime for you. Yes. Thank you, Kitty. Yes.
It's for a treat. Anime 4 in the mornings for a treat. Literally. Literal.
Get your morning started right.
Girl. Okay, so who wins the needlessly gendered tools? Did we vote on that?
I think Hadley won it pretty handily there.
Harper's, yours was great. Yours was great, but yes. Hello Kitty is fucking... It's too good.
She was talking about the tools. Like if we had chosen...
Oh, the tool set. Oh, yeah. Hadley. Hadley.
Hadley's just kicking it.
Unhinged, like, Hadley.
I don't know where she found her stuff and what search terms you use, girl, but I'm hitting you up next time we do one of these. I am. I'm going to be like, Hadley, what's up? Let's partner.
Teams, yay!
So it sounds like your vote is for her, the air fryer for Miss Hadley too, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yours is so good. Yours is so good, but Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty as an air fryer. That is weirdly gendered.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see it.
Insanely gendered is what that is. That's just off the wall right there. Like,
I've been so stressed about this. Like, I hope I do okay.
you're clearing it.
Okay, did you find any weirdly gendered hiking boots? They were all vaguely masculine looking to me. Even the ones that said that were for ladies, I was like, that's still very, I mean, it's a hiking boot. It is one of those products that I don't think needs to be gendered. I'm kind of pleased that it's not overly gendery.
Yeah, at some point they stop being effective if you get them too delicate, right? That's not their point.
Yeah, they have to, like, have ankle support and arches and stuff.
Okay, I did find some. I'm just hoping it'll let me share it. Here we go.
Addie said she's confused about the rules, though. Is it needlessly gendered, as in things that could just be used by anyone but are weirdly directed at a specific demographic? Or ordinary stuff that are made super hyper feminine or masculine just because? Both.
The spark.
Michelle! Michelle, want it handling.
Those are good.
Those are really good.
They come from Sparkle Fairy Couture, if you're wondering.
Oh, Hadley! What the fuck?
I like Michelle's better, though. I would wear those.
Oh, I like yours because it says the boots with the fur. The boots with the fur.
She had looking at her. Yes, sexy.
We have a client that calls me Apple Bottom Jeans. And one time I did a session with Hadley, and he came back to a friend of mine and he said, I'm worried about Becky. I think Hadley might have TikToked her too hard and knocked the fur off her boots.
It's Viola.
Viola. Damn, girl.
Yes, Viola. Yes.
Boots.
Work.
Goddamn, girl.
I would be hiking my ass off in those. Those are so cute. I love them.
They look like, what is that? Bigfoot. They look like Bigfoot's feet. And she was pink.
You remember in the club when the girls would wear those boots? Like, I remember those. Whenever
yes.
I was really big into clubbing, every girl had some boots like that.
Oh, God.
Maybe Bigfoot is a sissy.
Why not?
Bigfoot out in the woods. Hey.
Have
you ever watch an episode of Finding Bigfoot? They're all these like big, burly, muscular, super serious. We're going into the woods. We're going to find Bigfoot. They never do.
No.
But they're very like very hyper masculine. So now I'm picturing. Oh,
we're gonna take Bigfoot.
Even if
down.
You could catch it. Just crazy. What then? What you found him? Then what? Then what?
Oh, no. I don't know if we can talk about that because disease plus Bigfoot equals if they catch him. Hey, foot.
Ooh. Yes, you own those. Those are gorgeous.
I bet you rock the hell out of those.
I know, right?
I do. Yeah. These are really good.
Platform looks like calf height, full lace, baby pink, boots with fur trim. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would kick somebody right in the balls while wearing those.
Those are the boots I knocked your fur off of, Becky.
That's fucking right. That's right.
All right, which boots win though? Who's got the best boots?
So many.
Them first fur boots are pretty impressive.
Yeah, Viola's got my vote on that one.
Yeah.
That was very well done, Viola.
They are impressive boots. Agreed. They're a little scary looking. Like, I saw those coming towards me in the woods. I'd be like, and going back in the tent. Not coming out again.
Especially if they were shaking, all that fur shaking in the wind, like coming towards you. Like, terrifying.
Okay, how about, okay, I'm going to skip ahead. We're going to do shaving razors. And then I want to look at some of the gender neutral things. But did y'all find weirdly gendered shaving razors? Because I did.
I mean, razors are one of the most gendered things, I think.
I found razors aimed at men for their intimate region.
Ooh. Intimate
because heaven forbid they use the Venus razor. No, they've got their own special Manly Racer for their intimate zone. It has lubricating strips.
For manscaping.
Man, mama, man, man, man.
Like, that's how you know it's for men, because it's manscaping. Yep,
it's manscaping. Most of the time you find razors and it's like, it's either the yellow standard, you know, stick razor or pink. There's no difference between them. Like, they're the exact, it's the same as the fucking Bic pins. But they've also started putting out, like, razors for men that are the same as the razors for women. Although I'm going to point out, the lady ones, the Venus versus the Gillette Intimate Razor for men, our lubricating strips are bigger because we're more tender.
Yeah, and they're probably more expensive.
No, it's actually $5 cheaper than the toxic masculinity razors.
She said toxic masculinity
razor. The toxic masculinity razor.
It's for the man who cannot bring himself to buy the Venus razor. He can't buy it. It's pink.
For so the man with perpetually thin skin.
Hairy balls. For the man who has hairy balls and doesn't want them to be anymore.
That's great.
Yes. Laurel print on the handle.
Oh my God. Jay.
Yes. The Dollar Shave Club has gone full gender neutral. They're like, you know what? Fuck it. It's a fucking razor.
Yep.
It's body hair. There's nothing different between what's on your balls versus my labia. Use the fucking razor. Prisoner said, if he cannot buy a pink razor, tell him to try waxing.
Oh, yeah. Nothing more masculine than getting the hair ripped out of you with hot wax. Is that a toy or is that a razor?
I literally, I seriously, what are the three dots for?
That looks so dangerous.
Are the three dots, are they vibrator? Is that what that is?
Oh, that's, it's not going to
help with your accuracy. That's,
it's to stimulate what?
I was like, it's to stimulate the balls if a man uses it. But that's a lady razor. Never mind.
Are those clitty bumps? Are those clitty bumps I see on that razor blade? Because that seems very dangerous. That would seem like not where you would want clitty bumps with the razor in conjunction
it
with your junk.
They're roller balls to glide along.
Why? Congratulations. You've rendered me speechless with that offering. Wow.
I think you won that one, Viola.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That is some crazy looking. Look at that.
Yeah, if your shaving razor makes seasoned sex professionals go, is that a sex toy? Yeah. You've gone too far.
We're past seasoned all the way to spicy.
Slightly charred. Okay, there are items that are usually sold as gendered things. Deodorant, body wash, underwear, vitamins, and nail polish are usually sold as gendered things. Like, if you go to any big box store, you will see on one side of the aisle the ladies' deodorants and shampoo and conditioner and body wash and all of the ladies' stuff. And on the other side, the men's stuff. Never the two shall touch. So there are a few companies out there that are producing genderless items that anybody can use. Did you guys find any of those things?
No, they weren't on my list. They weren't on my list. I didn't find no gender neutral things.
Demi Owns Me has shared a overnight laxative And yeah, there's the prices on it. The regular laxative is $1.85 and the women's laxative is $2.15.
Nails for males.
Love it. Wow.
That's funny. I found. Hold on. Where did it go?
I searched on Amazon for gender neutral vitamins, and there were two things that popped up. And then after that, it was one a day pre-pregnancy for couples and energy gummies. That's not a vitamin. And then a mom's multivitamin. So you have two whole choices for a gender neutral vitamin.
Ooh.
Becky's version of shampoo is one for men and one for Africa.
I love that.
Are you a boy or an apricot?
Prisoner said one deodorant was marketed as strong enough for a man but made for a woman, and it was the same formula as the male version. Yes.
The laxatives are the same active ingredient in exactly the same amount.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. Oh my God. It's also $185 for 50 tablets and $215 for 25.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Uh-huh.
Those little shits.
Oh my God. It's outrage.
I found a gender neutral body wash from Method.
Ooh, yes.
Oh wait, I gotta show you my gardening tools.
Oh, yes.
They're so pretty. I want them.
Girl dog shampoo and boy dog shampoo. Yes. The floral print gardening tools.
They're so pretty.
I love it.
Oh, I was able to find a charcoal grill for girls.
Oh, nice. Here was going to be my wild card. Look at that. Look at that beauty. Ouija. Ouija board for girls. And it comes with pre-made answer cards specifically for girls. So you pull out their little cards and you know what's going to be like. Do you like the boy? Does the boy like you?
How to tell if he likes you or not. Gross. I did also find a gendered ice cream maker.
Demi owns me just put anti-monkey butt for guys and lady anti-monkey butt.
So dumb. But I did find this whole company, Fluid with an E on the end. Fluid. For him, her, them, everyone. And they make gender neutral makeup and nail polish and everything. So,
oh, that's okay. Cool.
Right? That got my attention. I was like, oh, yes, please. Boy math and girl math. It starts so young. Okay, so Femdom Fridays is a live group event. I'm Harper. Sup? Is anything interesting going on that we can currently announce to our lovely listeners into the future?
Yes. Well, Krista, go for it. Is our current mistress of the month. So make sure that you call her. If you do a 10-minute session with her, you get 5 minutes added to your call for the rest of July. So make sure you call Krista. She might not be here tonight, but she's still our mistress of the month.
That's right. And they can still get $10 off 30-minute purchases or longer. That applies to dispatch calls. And it is through the end of the month, through the end of August, actually.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Lucky.
That's badass. Me gusta. I have tons of stuff that I'm planning on doing, but none of it is at the level of, ooh, let me announce it. So, keep an eye out. Cool stuff's going to happen eventually.
I'll be hosting next week, so hope to see y'all there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, that's Femdom Friday.
Wow.
Oh, I like Waxer. Oh, I like Waxer. I have Waxer underwear.
Ooh, I would wear that.
Thank you for telling us about your panties, Becky.
Oh, yes. That's when I wear panties.
Oh, ooh la la. All right. Thank you, ladies. You are all awesome. Thank you to our audience. Y'all are okay. I think I'm funny.
You're a riot.
Thank you for validating me. I'm going to go have some more fruit punch.
I'm going to go have some more wine. You guys have an awesome Friday.
Yeah, same for me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.